Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting Paul Manafort, who briefly served as President Donald Trump's campaign chairman last year, has been charged with conspiring against the United States, money laundering, and lying to the government. The charges stem from his earlier time as a lobbyist for Ukraine. A business associate, Rick Gates, was also indicted. Kevin Downing is Manafort's lawyer.
Mr. Manafort represented pro-European Union campaigns for the Ukrainian. And in that, he was seeking to further democracy and to help the Ukraine come closer to the United States and the EU.
Downing said those activities ended in 2014, 2 years before Manafort joined the Trump campaign. Mueller also disclosed that former Trump foreign affairs advisor George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty October 5th to lying to federal agents. U.S. Special Forces have captured a militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. President Trump said he authorized the operation that led to the capture of Mustafa al-Imam on the northern coast of Libya. Details of the operation are unavailable, but al-Imam is in U.S. custody on his way to the United States for a likely trial. Israel has blown up a tunnel that was being dug under its border with Hamas-ruled Gaza, killing 7 Palestinian militants and wounding 9. An Israeli military spokesman said the tunnel was discovered thanks to what he called groundbreaking technology. He called the tunnel a grave and unacceptable violation of Israeli sovereignty and believes there are other tunnels under construction. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned such activity will not be tolerated. United Nations aid workers say that they found another tunnel under one of its schools and sealed it. This is VOA News.